the shlich of Hashem, and the mitzvahs are a specific mission that we're given as a shlichus. Yesayrim is more than this. Shlichus zu any shlichus klalis. Ki pratis v'yichudis l'kol echad v'echad. It's very personal. The shlichus is not just klalis. It means klal Yisrael or shlichim of Hashem klali. But each yid has his own unique specific mission. Kol yudi hu olam oila mole, which we mentioned many times here. Bishvili nivra ha oila. The whole world, from Adam Arishon all the way down to the last person in the world, are called Bishvili. The whole world is created for me, in order for me to do what I came in this world to do. Amo me'ata ein lo sof, es ein lo esek, bezuto iso bedvarim chosar erech, ha'amida b'nisoyin mashpia rabo iso kefi she'ez ba'er. Person understands this, he doesn't get involved with things that are what's called small and things that aren't worth anything. Things that don't have eternal meaning. And we'll see many aspects of this. Jealousy, gaiva, many, many areas of midas can be assisted if you understand this yesod properly. Mibechinim esuyemes, kol ha'olam kulo lo yovo al tikuni v'ashlamosai lula chelkoi shalois yehudi. Lula amaduso b'nisayoin. You understand that the world can't come to its final tikun, its finest shlemus, without the portion of each and every yid. If I don't do what I'm supposed to do, then the world's going to be chosa. Kol ha'doire shelefonov, avosov, skeinov, v'chein ha'doire shelifneim, achreinim, rishonim, goinim, amareim, tonaim, nevim, ad Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham Avinu, kulam oimdim ha'metzapim, mamtinim lo, umechalim, sheyikibul, es yusurov ba'avish, yamoid, v'hem, b'toich simcha, v'tuv leivov. The whole world sitting around, anxiously waiting and rooting for you to do what you came in this world to do. They did what they had to do. And now they're waiting for the world to come to fruition. But it can't. Kolzman, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. The world can't come to fruition. So the whole world sitting there saying, no, hurry up. Get your act together, please.
So the problem is how to know exactly what is our mission.
Excellent question. I was hoping someone was going to ask that. I was driving in this morning, I was listening to the Frank Waxman giving a share on his shyness, and there he quotes Rav Tzadok. I don't want to quote Rav Tzadok because it's very impressive, you know, Maharals and Rav Tzadok. In Siman Nun Ches, oh, you see, I even know that Siman Nun Ches. Very impressive. Rav Tzadok in Siman Nun Ches, go have a look there, you'll see him, because I didn't. I just heard it from him now. So when we had Naveem, it was very easy. The person used to go to the Navi and ask the Navi, what's my tafkid? And he would tell him what his tafkid was. We don't have Navur today. What do we have? We have Yesurim and Nisoinus. The Nisoin that you have, that's your tachlis in the world. There's two ways to know what your tachlis in the world is. That's what Rav Tzadok says. The person knows what his tachlis, what his mission, what he's supposed to be doing, because he looks at what's being thrown at him. He looks at what his nisoin is. Some people are very calm, they have problems with anger. Other people get very angry. Other people have got jealousy problems. Other people can't give away their money. Everyone's got nisoinus. They have to sit down and accept reality. That's the first step in any pathway. First accept who I am. Yeshli chesronot, yeshli ma'alot. And do a cheshbon, mi ani neto. That'll tell you a lot about who you are. The other thing is look at the nisoinus, will tell you what your mission is. The other way to know what your job is look at what tools you've been given. If a person opens up his agat kelim, his bag of tools, and he sees there are lots of electrician tools, so then probably he's not supposed to be a plumber. Have a look at who you are. Chaim Salavava says, if you want to know what to do in this world, look at what you're good at and what you enjoy. Chodos Avavos in Shara B'Tochim, when he's discussing Ishtadlis there, how's a person know what Ishtadlis to do? Just take stock of what you're good at and what you enjoy. If you're a very weak, chalash person, so don't go work on the railroads, you know. If you're a genius, but you haven't got koiches, so then do the job that's matim for you. If you've got cement between your ears, but you've got a real good, strong goof, I'm using very crude mashalim, so then, you know, don't go work as an actuary. Go get a job working on the loading docks or whatever. It gets more sophisticated than that, but a person has to spend time getting to know himself. That's how you know what your mission in the world is. The thing you keep falling in, the thing you keep tripping up in, that's your mission. We think the problems we have in life are distractions to what our mission really is. The problems are the mission. Everything else you've got that's happening automatically, that's not you. If you go to a play, let's say, coming from the play, and somebody says, how was the main actor? How did he act? You tell them, wow, you know, the props were unbelievable. The costumes were so beautiful. I didn't ask you about the props and the costumes. I asked you how you acted. It's the same, yeah. Everything we've got, all the props and the costumes and the lighting and everything, that you don't have to do. How are you going to act? So how do you know where to act? Go have a look and see what your issues are. The things that go easily, let's say you never get angry. You can't understand, why would a guy ever get upset over anything? Well, as the Rambam says, what in this world is worth getting upset over? There's nothing in this world to get upset. So how can he keep getting so angry the whole time? What's the problem with this guy? You can't understand it. You're not going to get rewarded for not getting angry. That's not your job's not working on anger. Go have a look and see where your problem really is. Another guy's the most generous guy in the world. He can't. Money flows through his fingers. He can't understand another guy's got so much money. He can't give. Just give $10. He can't. We don't understand the nisoyin the person's having. Go find out what your nisoyin is. Today, that's the only way we can find out what a nisoyin is. You don't need a novi. Hashem's telling you directly. No, look who you are. Just stop. Take a piece of paper. Draw a big circle. Literally, you should do this. A big piece of paper. Draw a big circle. And start writing down. Mi ani. Neto. Mi ani. No, now become the best. No, now you go become the best you that you can become. You find out what your mission in life is, and you become the biggest world's expert in that area. Of course. Of course. The Mesidus Yesharim. The first in the Mesidus Yesharim, right in the beginning. Chayv Adam Leide Ma Chavosa Balomai. Once you know Machavosa Balamai, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to take every ounce of energy, of koiches, of talent, of resources that you have, and put it into that specific mission and carry on doing that for the rest of your life. Unless the mission gets changed. Unless you get another letter in the post saying. But as long as that's your mission, all your koiches. You don't waste time on it. All your. We're talking at the ideal level again, once again. You know? But that's the. Yeah. That's what a person's supposed to do. You're supposed to do that somewhere between the ages of 13 and 20. We left up. So we kind of somehow we got a bit messed up and we got lost along the way. And we have to do it now. Okay. There are plenty of people when they were 22 and got married didn't do Shana Rishoina. So when you find out, do Shana Rishoina now. And plenty of people didn't do my mitzvahs properly. They had a bar mitzvah. They were bar mitzvahed. You know, they were bar mitzvahed. I don't know how you bar mitzvah anybody, but anyway, the people say they were bar mitzvahed. So if you weren't bar mitzvahed, you were bar mitzvahed, but you don't know what a bar mitzvah was, so go have one now. Go find out what a bar mitzvah is and do it now. Of course. But that's the period of life of today. It's not 13 to 20, let's say it's whatever. The ages have changed a bit, but what we call adolescence, the teenage years, that's when you're supposed to discover who you really are and what you want to do with your life. It's a period of rabid independence, which is positive if it's managed correctly. You don't want your kids missing out on that phase. That looks horrible later down the line when you miss out that middle phase of growth, where you discover who you are and you find out who you are and what you're going to do with your life, that independence. You miss out that. That looks terrible down the line when you have somebody who has no inner reality. It's going from being a little baby to being a big baby. You want somebody who has his own understanding of what his mission in this world is. That's when you're supposed to discover it. Aren't we all meant to sit and learn Torah? No, we're all meant to do the Ratzon Hashem. Whatever the particular Ratzon Hashem for me is right now.
No, we all have to study Torah some of the time.
He's talking about, but he's saying, aren't we supposed to be learning Torah all the time? I'm not talking about Kovei Itim the Torah.
The idea.
I mean, looking at the yeshiva world, that's pretty much what it's.
Those are Bochrim, those are the yeshiva world, yeah. Don't ever make the mistake of judging the Torah truth by looking at the way people behave. You'll always get it wrong because the people never kept the Torah properly, ever. The Jewish people from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the night they got the Torah at Har Sinai, Ada Yom Hazeh, Klal Yisrael has never kept the Torah properly one night. We've never gone to sleep one night having kept the Torah perfectly. So be careful to judge the Torah by the way we behave. Avada learning Torah is the Ikka. Avada learning Torah is the most choshuva thing. The Talmud Torah can get kula. That doesn't mean everybody's mission right now is to be learning Torah, no. Alavai will learn when we're supposed to be learning. Let's get that right first. Then worry about, no. There's a thing called Ishtadlis for Panosa. There's a thing called Ishtadlis for Briyut. There's a thing called Mitzvah she'efsha lasot al yedei acherim. You have children, so then maybe you should spend time with your children. Well, no, I have to go to my koilel. I heard from a Moedik Machana. One of the leading Machanchim of this generation. He said one of the biggest Chobonos of this door is night koilelim. Because kids never see their fathers. Stay at home and learn. Let your kids see what a father learning at home looks like. Maze night koilelim. He said, my father never went to night koilelim. My father just sit and learn at home at night. He used to come home from work or whatever, and he used to sit and learn the whole night. He used to fall asleep in his shtender. That's what I knew. Very Choshever Rov's daughter told me that she never ever went to sleep at night not listening to her father's learning. That's what she used to go to sleep with, listening to her father learning. No, that's how you make a bas talmud chacham. But if the father runs home quickly to have a quick bite because he's running to night koidel, because I'm not, once again, I don't close the night koidel anymore. I've tried to open one 3 times already, I haven't been matzliach. Could be whatever. Anyway, so I once even had the money and I couldn't find the avreichim. That's what it was. Aval, yeah. No. We're trying to become a vodi. We're trying to become Eved Hashem. That means do whatever Hashem needs you to do right now. If it's learn, then learn. If that's what you've done a cheshbon, you've worked it out, you've spoken to your Rav, he's told you this is what you're supposed to be doing, then do it. On Adam Godel Mo'odmod, one of the Gedoli Israel, was on the Moitza Gedola Torah. I'm not mentioning his name on tape. If you switch off the tape, I'm happy to mention his name. I was personally involved in this myself.
Just
say the name. Of course, learning Torah. Life is dedicated to making money. It's a sport, Torah. You both seem to be right. Levi and Yisachar. Lafi's tafkid was to learn the whole time. And Yisachar's tafkid was?
To
learn the whole time. Who got the brocha for learning the whole time? Levi or Yisachar? Yisachar, not Levi. So what was Levi's tafkid in the world? Levi's tafkid in the world was to do whatever Hashem needed him to do whenever it was necessary. If in Mitzrayim it meant sit and learn because no one else was sitting and learning, so Levi learned. Oh, I don't know how to do that. I don't care. Go do it. Laban's job is to wipe out 3,000 people after the Chet HaEgel. I don't know how to wield the sword. I don't know, find out how to do it and go wipe out 3,000 people. Laban's job is to do whatever Hashem needs whenever he needs him to do it. He set aside to serve Hashem. Sometimes it happens to be learning. Yisachar is supposed to be sitting and learning all the time. That's his job. The Dayanim come from Yisachar. The Poiskim come from Yisachar. That's Yisachar. Everybody else has to be a Levi. Everybody else has to be a Levi. Don't bring me a Rambam. We're going to have to go to the Rambam. What can I do? Rambam in Shmita. Shkoyach. We have to go. We have to go learn the Rambam again. Rabbi used to bring this every day in the yeshiva. We bring it once a week.
Wait, can we turn the tape back on? It's back on.
Tape's on.
I don't want to miss these golden nuggets.
Every free moment that you're not doing anything, you're supposed to be learning. But what you're supposed to do with the rest of your life, you have to find out. Not everybody. I'm not talking about the kids in schools in the yeshiva bochum and whatever. They have to learn while they're about. At the end of the last two lochas in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, in the Rambam. Now the Rambam's not telling stories, the Rambam is a halacha sefer, okay? Listen to this carefully. Be careful, because this can change your life. V'lamo lo zocha Levi benachlis Eretz Yisrael ubebizosa im achiv. Why didn't Levi, if you're not a Levi, hold on, you're not off the hook, slowly, you'll see. You think, I'm not a Levi, so that's cool. Sure, I'm a Levi as well, so we got problems. So all these other guys that are not Levis, they think they're fun, right? Well, I'm a Lozocha Levi. Why did Levi inherit the land and the biza, the spoils, together with his brothers? Bipnei shehuvda la'avad es Hashem u'l'sholsoi u'l'hoiris drocha v'yishorim u'mishpote v'atzadikim l'rabi. Because he set aside, huvdil abdot, to Hashem, and to teach his ways, Hashem's straight ways, and mishpotim atzdikim lerabim, to the masses. He's there to make sure that people are learning Torah. So obviously he has to learn himself, and he's going to be teaching. But that's not his ikat tachlis. Shenema, yerim mishpatecha liyakov, v'saroscha liyisrael. Lefikach, therefore, huvdelo midarcha oilam. Therefore he's separated from the ways of the world. Lo oichil milchama, he doesn't go to the army. Kasha Yisrael, like everybody else. And he doesn't inherit and he doesn't acquire things for his own koyach like everybody else. He doesn't go plant, he doesn't go to work, he doesn't and make panos like everybody else. Elahim chayil Hashem. The special crack troops that work just for Hashem. Chayil Hashem, servants of Hashem. Shenema berach Hashem chayiloi v'hu boruch hu zika lehem shenema ani chelkecho v'nachal asecho. So what's your inheritance and your chelek? Hashem himself. That's Levi, special guy set aside just to serve Hashem. That's halacha yud beis. Now, v'lo shevet Levi bilvad. Not just those people who are genetically from shevet Levi. Ela kol ish v'ish mikol bo ha'olam. Every ish v'ish. From everywhere in the world, asher nedove ruchoi oise v'havinoi midaitoi, who has, you have to know how you translate this properly, asher nedove ruchoi oise v'havinoi midaitoi, he has a special understanding, he's got some kind of sophistication, some kind of spiritual dimension to him, and understands himself, lahavdil la'amoi lifnei Hashem. He understands himself to separate himself from all the world and to stand in front of Hashem and to serve him. Uladeis Hashem, to know Hashem, v'holoch yosho, and to walk straight with Hashem, k'mo she'osua elokim, v'porok me'al tzavoro ol ha'cheshboines harabim, and he will remove from him the yoke of all the cheshboines harabim asher bikshu b'nei Adam. That the whole world running after chasing their tails and running after all the cheshbonos that the whole world does up there. He'll understand from himself, Hashem will take away all that stuff. This person, this called Ish V'Ish, who understands himself to become a Levi, he'll be miskadosh kodesh kadoshim v'yi Hashem chelkoi v'nachalosoi, and he'll be a portion of Hashem la'olam u'lamei olamim forever and ever and ever. V'yizkeh lo be'olam hazeh, dova hamaspik lo, k'mo shizik lo kanu levein. And you'll have whatever he needs in this world. He'll have enough. Doesn't say you'll be rich. Doesn't say you'll be a billionaire. Doesn't say you'll be able to fly first class. No, you'll have whatever you need. The same as the kind of name. Harei David oyim Hashem and Aschelki v'koisi ata toimich gorobi. So you got it. But look at the Rambam and decide. You'd bet, okay, that's only for Levim, that's not me. And you'd Gimel, I'm not interested in doing this, I'm going to carry on the same. Rishus B'yotcha doesn't say you have to. It just tells you what will happen if you do. Do you know where the Minchas Chinuch saw?
No.
Somebody know where the Minchas Chinuch saw? You know where? Gimel. Shkoyach. ולא שבט לוי בלבד, אלא כל איש ואיש מכל בעולם אשר נדו ברוחו איסה והבינו מדי. מדי תואת הקושת. להבדי לעמוד לפני השם, ושעשו לעבדוי, לדעס השם. והולך יושו. So just because we now have taken a swap at learning Torah, just to mechazak it for those that think now that they have a license to leave the Beis Midrash, let's just look at another Rishon.
To leave before they hear this?
No, I want them to yell this. I want them to suffer. Where is it? Tough you test. Here we go. Straight off the mitzvah. If you want to remember where this is, it's straight off the mitzvah of Avos Hashem in the Chinuch. Tough you test is Avos Hashem. Achdus Hashem. Avos Hashem. And then there's mitzvah Tal Torah. Mitzvahs asay lilmoit chokhmas atoyre velomdoi. You have a mitzvahs asay to learn Torah and to teach it. Claim a ketzad nasa mitzvah nishmua, okay, you have to know kol mishpat atoyre, v'chiv na'emes, v'alkein zenema, v'shtantim alecha, v'alm rizuchek, everybody knows this. He says, sheresh mitzvah zu yadua. This is where we recruit for all the other koyvelim. Because after I read this, you're going to go find another rabbi to go learn from. What can I do? This is a Rishon talking, not me. I'm just reading what's written here. Sheresh mitzvah zu yadua. It's known, the root of this. You know, the Chinuch always gives the sheresh for a mitzvah. Ki belimud yoido adam darcha Hashem isparach. Because when you're in Torah, you'll know the ways of Hashem. Vezulase lo yoido. Velo yovid. If you don't learn Torah, you won't know and you won't understand. Venechshav kebahema.
Wow.
If you don't learn Torah, you won't know and understand anything that you need to know and understand. Like I said, I'm recruiting for all the other Kovalim. I actually read this stuff in public and on tape. Not good for business, but what can I do? State in the fresh. Okay, now he says a Moedika thing. For me, this is Mamas, one of the most precious pieces of Rishonim anyway. So let me leave you with this. Umashe Amru, the Mishnah Perek base in Pirke Avos says, Shelo Yoma Adam Lashefne Eshna. When I've got free time, I'll learn. You know, when I've got $5 million in the bank, when all my children, great grandchildren, great great grandchildren are all taken care of financially, and I've got 3 degrees, and then I'll learn. Shemelo Yupon Eloyim, because maybe you'll never find free time. Maybe you'll never. That's the Mishnah. This is the Chinuch talking now. Because a person doesn't know what's going to be born every day. Because the businesses of the world renew themselves every day. You go from one problem to the next problem to the next problem to the next problem, whatever. You go around in circles the whole day. And he can find his whole life goes up in one big waste of time. If he doesn't pay attention, he doesn't force himself, push himself, and whoever does this, you find the gaps, you push, you squeeze a little bit, you steal a bit of time for learning Torah. He's not thinking about learning Torah 24 hours a day. If that's what you're supposed to be doing, you better do it. Not everybody has that opportunity. But whenever it is that you can, on your level, your bit of time, your 5 minutes, the other gets wasted or whatever. The Koloisakan Vachovitz Babrocha Mina Shamay Misain Oisoi. You do this, you get enormous Yati Lishmaya. Umakili me olive tiris hoilam hamivilois. They will lighten upon him all the bothers of the world that are distracting him. Umaavirin mimena oilen shilbriois. And they'll take off him the yoke of the worldly matters. Now listen to this loshon. V'shoychein v'simcha kol yomov b'olam hazeh. If you do this, you think you'll have a wonderful olam haba, yeah? But yeah, you're going to be miserable. V'shoychein v'simcha kol yomov b'olam hazeh. V'toiv lo el olam haba. Olam haba will also be toiv. Now, it's a loshon. Show me somebody else who says this loshon. This loshon is priceless, eh? V'ashrei hamedaber lo'ezen shomat. Happy is he who is speaking to listening ears. We had to pray the Kiddushin, Peregrishon, the famous Mufuzarim, the Talmud, if you want to do further study here, mitzvahs, tough you test in the Chinuch. That means, yeah, it's hard to learn Torah. It's not poshut. It's very hard. We've got so many other things we have to take care of. But lefachot litchof, push yourself a little bit, find this time. Baruch Hashem, I'm preaching the converted, yeah. Everybody's sitting here because that's exactly what they've done. It's hard. What do you do if you haven't got cheshek to learn? You learn without cheshek. They're not pashut. It's hard. But we dechof, we push, we understand learning Torah is important, and you open up and you learn and you push and you try and you struggle and you fall asleep. And Ashrei. Sheichen besimcha b'olam hazeh. That's who it's talking about. What you asked and what you're talking about is something else. That's another discussion. We have to discuss that. Why it is that today the emphasis on full-time learning is so strong. It's another discussion. But for those of us here that are not Yeshiva Bochrim, that have to mafanes, that have to work, that have to whatever, so we have a different sugya to learn. Sheichein besimcha ubalam hazeh. You have to be a Rishon to say that.
Mama said something very for yesterday's show. When you suggested that one shouldn't delve into political matters, she reminded me that if we don't vote, then the Arabs could get into the parliament, and we don't want that. So we do have to vote.
I didn't say you mustn't vote. Chas v'chalila. I'm going to argue with Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Kol Goydel Israel, Reb Aaron Kotler and Reb Moshe Reb Shach. I'm arguing. You have to vote. But you don't have to delve into who to vote for and what to vote for. You have to listen to the Gedolim and do what the Gedolim tell you. I don't have to spend hours and hours discussing and learning politics in order to know who to vote for. I phone up my Rebbe and I phone up Reb Chaim Kanievsky and I ask him who to vote for and what he says I'll do. And before him it was Reb Shach and before him it was the Chofetz Chaim, before him the Reb Aaron Kotler, whoever it was that's taking upon themselves this enormous responsibility. But that we have to vote? Yeah. The only time you wouldn't have to vote is the Gedolim got up and said, don't vote.
So, somebody tried to tell me, you don't have to vote, but the Gedolim say it's not a chiyuv, that you can use your discretion, they just say it's good. I said, fine, so you're not going to vote what, you know, according to what they say. Let's say you're right, I'm not sure you're right. You're not going to vote according to what they say. But is it not a chiyuv? They say, vote this, is that not an essence of chiyuv?